far behind. I want to know, do I stay or do I go and maybe fall another side? And do I really have a song that I can ride on? Now that I can, now that it's easy, ever easy all around. Now that I'm here, now that I'm falling to the sunlight center sun. I want to know, do I stay or do I go? And do I have to do just one? And can I choose again if I should lose the reason? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs more carefully. Now that I smile, now that I'm laughing even deeper inside, now that I now that I've finally found the one thing I deny, it's now I know. But do I stay or do I go? And it is finally I decide that I'll be leaving in the fairest of the seasons.
And yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, the fairest of the seasons is upon us, and that is the spring, the springtime. I want to wish my mother a happy birthday. It's her birthday tomorrow, but we had a nice early surprise birthday tonight. It was beautiful. Anyways, I want to welcome my guest here in studio. We have John Cermeño. We have Emily Tarrant. And we have Diego. How do you pronounce your last name, Diego? Sarasica. Say that again.
Sarasica.
Yeah. Talk really into these mics like this because they're new mics. But now, tú hablas español. Prefieres hablar el español. Tú eres de Argentina. Tú eres de Los Ángeles también, del mundo. You, John, do you prefer to speak in English, Spanish, or Spanglish? Or tell us something. You tell us something. And whatever language you feel comfortable, you too, and we'll make sense out of it. Introduce yourselves.
Yeah, my name is John Cermeño.
Louder.
My name is John Cermeño. I probably prefer to speak in English today, mainly so I could try to kind of get a message across, which is very important, particularly at these times. I was born here in Los Angeles, California. I'm a Chicano. People don't understand what Chicanos are, their history. But the Chicanos were in the forefront, a lot of the services that we get today. And the Chicano was developed after the war with Mexico and the United States in 1848. A lot of us that were still here in this land, Mexican land, after 1848, it was hard for us to be accepted in Mexico, and it was hard for us to be accepted here in the United States, especially through discrimination and racism. So we as a people decided to, and we lacked identity, so we decided and we named ourselves Chicanos. So Chicanos has been around for many years. And it was created by U.S. imperialism. So something that a lot of people don't understand. So we were created a little bit like the Palestinians. So I just wanted to get that across. Sometimes people don't understand who we are. They call us pochos and different things. But that's a very important name for us in terms of self-identity.
Well, thank you so much, John, and welcome. Thank you for clarifying that. And now I want to ask something of Diego, and when then we'll connect. Oh, no, no. We'll connect the dots right here, here on Conscient Cure Radio. Again, we have one of the early activists, student activists from the 60s with us here, John Cermeño. Welcome again, John.
Thank you.
And we have Diego de Argentina. Bienvenido, Diego.
Gracias.
Dinos poquito sobre de tu historia. ¿Quién eres? ¿Quién sos? ¿Dónde vives? ¿Dónde vas? Who are you? Where are you? Where are you going?
Okay, voy a contar un poquito dónde nací, que es un país lleno de recursos y bellezas naturales. Se comparan con el Edén, pero la realidad de los moradores no es la de correr desnudos y felices sin sufrimiento y sin temor. Por el contrario, somos miserables y el problema es el acceso a la riqueza o la mala distribución de ella. Es por eso que estoy en Estados Unidos, porque en mi pensamiento la realidad era comparable a lo que había aprendido en las clases de historia sobre el Imperio Romano. Y si me quedaba en mi tierra, estaría viviendo esas eternas guerras que la última frontera vivía, en eso del expansionismo imperial. Es por eso que viajé a Roma, entiéndase los Estados Unidos. Ahora soy una persona, calculo que un poco aburguesada, o hamburguesada. Y Estados Unidos me está cambiando la cabeza. Antes le puedo asegurar que andaba tirando piedras por todas partes y ahora ando con otra mochila haciendo paz.
Thank you. Muchas gracias, Diego, por compartir eso. We're going to take a little music break right now, and then we'll come back with our two fine guests here. And also, we're going to have Emily play some of the music that she brought from her collection. We have some vinyl, we have some 45s, and some CDs of her varied and fine record collection. I'm going to play somebody now that is apropos right now for tonight. This is a band from Brooklyn, New York. This is Pistolera. They're on Latin folk alternative, and they sing about the what it is to be the other, the immigrant, in a land that actually was or is your own land. I mean, is this Mexico or it was Mexico?
This is still Mexico.
Esto es Estados Unidos, pero la cultura es totalmente no americana, sino México-americana. Es una identidad aparte, no es, como dice Cermeño, no es ni Estados Unidos, ni tampoco es México. O sea que...
Yeah, I'll get back later, talk about how Chicanos include... Chicanos is just not for Mexicanos, it's just not a Mexican thing. But it's for all Latinos, I mean... During the 60s, a lot of people that we related to, the Chicanos, were Nicaraguenses from El Salvador. So Chicano runs through a wide... It's a Latino experiencing life in the United States, where he's no longer accepted or she's no longer accepted in their country and not accepted here. And that's what a Chicano, Chicana is. And it's just not a Mexican thing.
Okay. Let's listen to Pistolera. This is No Surprises. Go check them out at Pistolera Music on MySpace or pistolera.net. Okay, you're listening to Cure Radio in Los Angeles, Con Scene.
No suspires mi corazón, ni llores tu mala suerte. El pájaro que voló no es el pájaro que te divierte. No suspires mi corazón, ni llores tu mala suerte. El pájaro que voló no es el pájaro que te divierte. No hay nadie como
figure. Okay, testing 1, 2. We're back here in studio live here with Consin. Consin means everything and nothing. It's something that we coined. Claire and I coined it. It's like a yin-yang kind of, you know, like click-clack. It's a call and response word that's actually the last 6 letters of the state Wisconsin. But it's not Wisconsin. It's not cheese. It is. We like cheese. We like Wisconsin. I actually partied back in the day with a fine band from Wisconsin. They used to do a song called Gone Daddy Gone, Love Is Gone. Do you remember that band? Anyways, but we're back here with Consin, which means nothing and everything. And absolutely delighted to have John Cermeño, one of the pioneers of the Chicano movement. Tell us briefly about the Chicano movement, where it was and where it is now, though, John.
I came out of the walkouts and during the 60s. I went to Lincoln High School. I grew up in the Ramona Gardens housing projects. I'm an ex-gang member of the Hazard Street Gang. And the high school walkouts, when all the schools walked out of Lincoln and Roosevelt and Garfield, that turned my life around and got me involved in the Chicano movement for the first time. But prior to that, I was in a gang, and I was getting in trouble. And that one experience transformed my life to today, where I'm against wars, I'm for peace. I'm a human being for the first time. You know, I believe in all people, and global unity. So, just that one experience was the foundation of my transformation into a new human being.
Mm-hmm.
The Chicano movement today, I'm not sure, but I know it's different. Basically, what I eventually became was an organizer in the workers' movement. And I ended up organizing in a lot of companies and a lot of plants. And I began to see that I began to think about who was the majority of people in our community. And I began to find out that it was working people. And the most oppressed people are the working people. They are pretty much ignored by society. They're the most honest people. I mean, mainly their whole purpose in life is to help others to develop their family for better quality of life. And I had to learn that as I was developing. So today that's what I see, is the family and the working people as the people that really need to be liberated. And that's very important. And I see my role today. I'm with an organization now that we mainly try to organize workers, union workers and non-union workers. And we're trying to develop history classes on workers' history, workshops for immigration, different kind of things. Get involved with other movements and other issues in the community. Begin to build a united front of Latinos here in Los Angeles. I think it's important because the main thing is to start to work together. We all have different ideas, we all have different views, but that's fine. We can do that. But we need to begin to work together. That's important.
Vos sabés, Hermenio, que lo más importante que viví cuando estuve en las marchas del mayo del año pasado fue que estaba lleno de pochos, de cholos, de mucha gente de segundas y terceras generaciones que estaban apoyando a una nueva inmigración, sabiendo que sus padres y sus abuelos casi vinieron, no como una mano clasificada de trabajo, sino que vinieron a hacer el trabajo de los esclavos de hace 200, 300 años. Entonces, para mí, me junté con mucha gente, charlé con mucha gente en la cual me decían, yo soy chicano, y estaban apoyando esa marcha de los nuevos esclavos, como soy yo ahora. Uno es esclavo, entre comillas, ¿ok? La libertad uno la tiene en el corazón, en la cabeza, y uno va sembrando conciencia constantemente. Eso es lo que hacemos muchos bloggers en este momento, porque el blog justamente es una herramienta para liberar a la gente.
Gracias a los dos. Thank you to both. We're talking about unity. We're talking revisiting certain aspects of revolution, of movements that have changed the face of the United States, such as the Chicano early birth. Diego's also commenting a little bit about the one-year anniversary of perhaps the largest movement since the 60s of people coming together, such as we did, all of us, and we marched from downtown to up Wilshire Boulevard in solidarity with our brothers and sisters. Right, John?
Yeah, we were there together. So,
and Diego, too, was there. I don't know if Emily participated. Were you there? Oh, okay. Anyway, so we're going to go right now to a musical break. You're listening here to Cure Radio on this equinox, spring equinox. Happy spring to all that are listening or will be listening in archive throughout the world. Yes, indeed, spring, a new season has sprung here again here in 2007, year that rhymes with heaven. And we're going to go here to something that Emily brought here from Lucinda Williams. We're going to play Righteously here on Con Scene here. Cure Radio, Los Angeles. Me all worked up like that.
taste of vodka, this can be the man you ought to tend away. Stand up for me, flirt with me, don't keep hurting me, don't cause me pain. Be my lover, don't play no game, just play me John Coltrane.
Oh, what happens? What happens with technology here at Kill Radio? That happens when you have what?
That happens when you have roommates.
All right. Hey, roommates out there, be more mindful with each other's CDs. All right, roomies? All right, well, we're going to set up something else here. Emily's doing the wizardry with the CDs. And let me get back here to John Cermeño and Diego. Okay, Diego and John, please tell me where we are right now in history. Of course, it's the year 2007, but where are we in your point of view, John, with so much happening right now in the government and all the corruption, all the drug busts, all the challenges with the environment, you know, global warming, the environment we're living in, such a diverse and huge city such as Los Angeles, where are we? Where are you right now as far as your understanding of this crazy society of ours?
Well, I think we're basically on a real small level where we have to start. And basically, we need to start to communicate with each other and at least begin. I think the main thing for us is building unity in the community.
I like the way that sounds. Building unity in the community. It rhymes. I like that.
Because I think we've lost what a community is.
Unity in the community. Yo, unity in the community. A ver, venga.
Yeah, let me explain that a little bit as best as I can. Anyway, I feel within the last 10, 20 years that we've gotten into this thing of just thinking of ourselves and our own careers and our own personal lives. And we've gotten away from being a community. The good thing about the 60s is we were a community. And what was first was the community. What was best for the community? How was the community going to develop itself? How was the community going to develop an independent economic and political base? And I think we've gotten away from that. And I think we're going back to that now, but we're at an early stage. We're barely beginning again, and I think it's because the things that the last two generations went through are not working out. In other words, there was this whole thing around career entrepreneurship, and it really hasn't made things better. And there's a lot of discontent. There's, like you were saying, there's corruption in the government. There's we're in a war now that we shouldn't be in. So it hasn't created a better standard of living and quality of life. So now we got to go back to the fundamentals, basic things, just like communications, unity, respect for each other.
Thank you. Diego, go ahead.
Mira, yo como veo las cosas es que yo creo que se está globalizando el fascismo. Yo creo que hay una globalización a base de palo y fuego. Y la realidad es que si no empezamos a cambiar esto, nos vamos a la mierda. Esa es la realidad. Ahora, el tema es que ¿cómo empezamos? Bueno, empecemos cambiando.
You're saying that we're in a situation where fascism is being globalized. and you know, we're going down the drain, right? As a planet, as a society. Okay, ¿qué opinas? What are some of the little things that you personally do to either better yourself, your community, your people?
Okay, yo creo en el poder de la oración. Yo medito y medito por una paz global. Yo medito y le pido a un Dios muy grande que cambie este siniestro camino que estamos caminando.
So he feels that he strongly feels in the power of prayer, and he prays and meditates to this all-powerful, mighty God to help change the situation. Right, Diego?
Exacto, exacto.
Now, let's go back to John Cermeño, because he has his own take on divinity and or God or religion. You're primarily a Marxist, right, John?
Well, I was at one time.
Okay.
But a Marxist has to practice that every day. But mm-hmm. I'm an atheist.
Okay.
And I don't, religion is not what I believe in, because I think religion has been used to control people. And you can see, I'm more going towards indigenous.
Indigenous.
More explain with culture.
Explain to that a little bit more, because that's interesting that you said that. In your opinion, we need to go back to basics. Basics meaning how we communicate with each other, how we live.
Well, I think when I talk about basics, I mean let's communicate.
Let's communicate, right?
Yeah, what we do a lot of times is we put each other down. We make the differences the priority.
Or we bark or yell at each other.
We try to play games on each other, right?
Yep. All right, check it out. Let's invite our audience who are listening throughout the world, hopefully, to communicate with us. Call us up here at Kill Radio. The phone number is 213-252-0998. And in either language, Spanish, English, communicate with us, or even instant message us too, or something. But we're going to go back. We're going to take another musical break here. And let me ask Emily what she has queued up here on Con Scene, Kill Radio Los Angeles. And we'll come back right now to this very, very interesting beginning of a new form of communication, at least that we're starting here tonight here with John Cermeño, a community leader and organizer, and Diego de Argentina, también un organizer, en su propia manera y pensamiento y modo upper and die. Aquí con Emily, ¿qué tenemos up on the boards?
Well, if all goes right, it's going to be a cover of the Lou Reed Velvet Underground song Pale Blue Eyes, done by Patti Smith, and she actually introduces it pretty well on her own in this track.
All right. Would ask you to talk closer to the mic and just say, you know, give us the station intro. Emily's going to be getting her own show, ladies and gentlemen, in the near future. She's completed her meetings and other requirements to get her show Hollywood and Vinyl off the ground. Right, Emily?
Yeah, at some point soon. But you say that like it sounds like a cult when you say that. I've completed my meetings.
All right, let's bring it back then here to Pale Blue Eyes, you said, huh? Yeah. Written by Lou Reed performed by Patti Smith here on Korn.
Scene. On Kill Radio.
Lou Reed wrote this song. For a Swedish boy he once knew. Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel just about everything. But lately I'm just feeling bad. Lately I'm just feeling bad. Linger on. is my mountain top. For he is my peak. But he's just about everything. Hit what I just cannot keep. Hit what I just cannot keep. Linger on. Hey, you blue eyes. Linger on. Hey, you blue eyes.
Roberto's leaving the room right now and abandoning the rest of us, or is he? What are you doing?
No, I was checking somebody in the green room was checking with us. But, hey, thank you so much for playing Patti Smith. You know, she just got inducted into the Rock and Roll Walk of Fame.
Hall of Fame, which happens to be located in Cleveland, Ohio. Yes, my birthplace.
Oh, you're from Cleveland. All right.
First 2 months of my life.
All right, all right. Hey, you're listening to Q Radio Concene here with Emily T, as I like to teasingly call her sometimes. And we have, of course, John Cermeño here, Chicano extraordinaire, man of knowledge. We have Diego, not Rivera, because that's a Mexican painter. Of course, well-known with Frida, but dime tu nombre.
I'm a good wall painter.
All right, okay. Well, bring it back here, you guys. We're going to go back with some more music and stuff, and then we have some, Diego also got some music. We got a ton of stuff that we haven't even got to that Emily has, but we probably could do like 20. But anyways, let's try to recap a little bit more of what we've been talking about here on this spring equinox that we're celebrating with all of you guys throughout the world. Salud, everybody. Cheers. And also want to say thank you and hello to Claire. She's flying to Bermuda right now as we speak. But now up on the boards we have next. Who do we have, Emily?
Traficante.
Okay, ¿qué número? Okay, we're gonna play Traficante. That means, what does Traficante means? Wasn't that a mafia guy? Traficante means, it's a last name, of course, but it means smuggler. What do you think about all that drug busts right now, John, that are happening? There was a huge one in Mexico City. I don't know if you heard about it, but
drugs is big in all the world.
Yeah.
But it's a big business. It's a black money for the government.
But the market is here, right? Why is it the U.S. the biggest drug market in the world? Whether, I don't want to get caught up right now and all that, but I want to just play ukulele style that Emily downloaded here. I don't know if it's playing. Look at that. All right, there we go. Let's see. How do I play this? Do I play this directly from the computer? Look at this, but there's nothing on it, though.
Patrick Show at myway.com. And now more music.
Oh,
no shite. More talking.
See, look, there's nothing. Or do I play it directly here? Open with. Okay, come on.
Patrick Show at myway.com. And now more music. No more talking.
Oh, shite. Here we go. Help me, somebody. Open with. Okay, come on. Is that it? Okay, testing. We're having a technical challenge here, you all, here at Kill Radio Los Angeles. Let's go with plan B. All right? Put something else because I couldn't figure that one out there. And we're playing some archive from a different show there. If anybody's listening that's here in Los Angeles or is part of the Killer Kill Radio community extended throughout the world, please SOS us here at 213-252-0998. And with your swift and apt talents, help us guide us through how to play this MP3 file from the computer. M4 what? M4A. Damn, I didn't even know that. You know, now down there in the speaking of the black market in the streets of LA, you could get the MP4. It's like the knockoff of the iPod. So what do you think about like what's happening in China and Mexico, even here in the streets of LA with piracy, John? All right, that's cool. Do you know anything about Dile No a la Piratería?
No, realmente no, no es un tema que me preocupe mucho, la piratería.
It's a subject we know very little about.
Right.
Me right. Preocupa mucho más que se acabe esta guerra en Irak. Me preocupa mucho más que dejen de matar gente en Ruanda y que no hagan
Diego,
otra Hiroshima.
Diego saying that he worries him more. He's more concerned with stopping this war, stopping the massacres in Rwanda. In preventing another Hiroshima. Thank you.
I agree with Diego.
All right.
Mainly what I want to do now is stop the war. As much as I can put into that, that's what I want to do.
Are we on this? All right, so we're back in the music here. What do we got up?
We got Susie and the Banshees doing This Feels on Fire.
You're listening to Kill Radio Los Angeles. We're at turn right now. We'll be right back.
estamos diciendo con John cómo habría que parar la guerra ahora y empezar a poner ese dinero, esos dólares que estamos dándole a multinacionales para mantener una guerra estúpida del otro lado del mundo, puertas adentro. Estados Unidos tiene que ser solidario, puertas adentro.
Right. We were discussing. Estamos hablando que los fondos que pueden ir para ayudar a la gente aquí, que lo necesitan, ese dinero está yendo para la guerra, para matar gente, otras personas. Y los otros estamos contra eso. We're against our tax money going to kill people in other countries. We feel that our taxes should be to benefit the people here, the homeless, the working poor, the working class, which is more and more decreasing. So I don't want my money to go to kill people. And I just think we need to start thinking about that, because what's happened to us, all we care about, a lot of us, all we care about is careers, entrepreneurship, you know, making more money than the individual can handle. And we need to get away from that and begin to think about other people and begin to help other people like we did in the past. During the 60s, that was important, that we, our main thing was our community, how to improve our community, how to have dialogue, how to have communications, how to have unity. Whether we agreed on things or not did not matter. The most important thing was our unity. And we need to go back to that. And I think that's important. Part of that is fighting against the war, because the war is dividing us. The war is making us poorer, because that money's going for to kill people. And it's not being used to help people. So,
e intereses extranjeros. Important. E intereses extranjeros. Ese dinero que se va solamente benefician a las corporaciones transnacionales. No ayudan ni a John, ni a Adam, ni a Nancy. No ayudan a nadie en Sur Centro, en, no sé, se me ocurre en mil lugares. El tema es que Estados Unidos tiene que ser solidario, puertas hacia adentro.
Yeah, I would agree with Diego. The corporations mainly are concerned about making more money.
¿Qué número? ¿Qué número?
Money that they don't even need. They're just greedy. And they don't care about anybody else. They don't care about people that need it. They have more money than they need. And they're not willing to distribute that amongst the people.
Hey, you guys, we're going to go into another musical break here. But something that Diego brought by the Polyphonic Spree.
Eso and es lo único. Te digo, esta canción la bailo desnudo cuando salgo del shower. Es lo que me levanta para afrontar todo el día.
This is a song that gets him through the day. He dances naked after taking a shower or during the shower. All right. We're going to get back to this, and then I have some questions regarding money. You guys are touching on the evil money issue, but did you know that the third richest man is from Mexico? Let's talk a little bit
about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about the disparity between the contradictions and the opposite sides of Mexico, the Mexican phenomena, as far as being so close to the United States, actually being part of the United States with Mexico. You know, we're going to touch a little bit about what it means to be Mexican, Mexican-American, a woman from there as well. Let's see if we get somebody to call us from that. But also we're going to talk about why there's so much money, so much richness in Latin America, but why are we a third world country? What is the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh world? What? Who comes up with shit like that? Let's go back to music, though, right now. With Emily's here. Who do we got? The Polyphonic Spree? Diego.
The Polyphonic Spree. Bailenlo desnudos.
Dance it naked, you guys, here on Conscene, K-Radio, Los Angeles. Los Angeles.
¿Y preguntabas?
¿Tiene algo angelical esta musiquita de Polyphonic Spree? How did you first get into that type of music?
Lo escuchó mi señora por primera vez en un evento de Pita el año pasado.
His wife was turned on to them at a Pita event last year. Hey, tell me something. We're not going to solve the world's problems and ills and all these different things, but it's so good to have you guys here. Let's continue this. Let's periodically do this. And also, what I want to do right now is just touch a little bit on little things that we all do. Like, what are some of the things that you want to do this year, John? Now that the spring is here, you know, this 1 year anniversary of the hugest marches for solidarity with our immigrant brothers and sisters. What's on your plate this year, political or activist community? And then you, Diego.
I guess for me is to participate again in the May 1st demonstration, which is coming up. The organization that I'm with that we started about a year and a half ago, it's called Centro Rivero, and we're located in Bell, California. And we're growing. We're creating a good membership, and we have a good leadership body. And I think I want to concentrate on building the organization. We're an organization of union and non-union workers. It's a working class organization.
How do people get a hold of you guys?
Well, I didn't bring the address today. But
would you keep us...
future shows, I'll
I'll present that. I'll bring that over to you.
Wonderful. All right. How about you, Diego? What are qué estás haciendo global? No, digo local que puede impactar a algo global en tu día por día. Yo sé que tienes un blog. He has a fine blog, ladies and gentlemen, that's read in Argentina. It's read. Dinos un poquito de tu trayectoria. ¿Qué es tu, cómo es tu vida cotidiana? ¿Qué haces? ¿Qué dices para darle esperanza a esta crazy life?
Ok, fundamentalmente en este momento estoy participando del movimiento blogger. Estoy lo que se dice un pochismo, blogueando. El tema es que estoy participando de un blog que se llama Argenautas y después estoy blogueando en mi propio blog, que es desarracecacode.blogspot.com, y ahí hablo mucho de espiritualidad, de cambiar las cosas de forma global, de darnos cuenta que no solo es dinero la vida, sino que todos sabemos que tenemos que preguntarle al corazón qué vamos a hacer todos los días. Pero de corazón, de esa forma cambio yo y cambia el mundo.
I love that. I love that idea. Ask your heart every day, what am I going to do? And is that you're very spiritual guy, Diego.
Yo qué sé, nadie puede estar fuera de Dios, porque Dios está en todo.
How about you, Emily? Are you religious at all?
No.
I respect that. We have, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very religious cat here. We have a non-religious girl and an atheist, proletariat, acá, unity person. Me, myself, I do believe in El Santo Niño de Atocha. All right, let me, because that's where I was born, in, where he's from, in Fresnillo, Zacatecas, the Holy Child. But he's blonde. He's not Latino looking. All right, so we got some vinyl up on the boards here.
Yeah, it's true, we do.
All right, let's put it on. Put the needle, drop the needle on the record, as the DJ is saying. We'll come back right here. We're listening to Conscene. Quiero que ustedes digan, estamos escuchando Cure Radio. We're listening to Cure Radio. And say your name again. Say something. Go ahead.
Mi nombre es Diego Sarraseca y estamos escuchando Conscene.
Once and manual.
What's that, bitch?
Hey, what are we listening to? I love this.
This is Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
Kid Creole and the Coconuts? Man, you have good taste. I used to love Kid Creole and the Coconuts. More of his look. He has like the suit back from the 80s, 80s, 90s. And then he had his sidekick.
The Coconuts?
Well, no, not the Coconuts. And also, what's his name? Mundi, something Mundi. All right, you're listening to Cure Radio, Cure Conscene here. All right, I'm going to play something now. And this is directly from MySpace. This is Las Ultrasonicas from Mexico City. Queremos rock, as they say, in Mexico shitty. It's a very male-dominated culture, but this here are women that have been able to battle toe-to-toe with all the machismo inherent in Mexican culture, society, and thrive and play primal, essential rock, garage, punk. This is Monstruo Verde here on Conscene. I want to dedicate this to our dear Pantunflas, who turned me on to Las Ultrasonicas years ago. And here they are for you on Conscene. Las Ultrasonicas. Quieren más rock? All right, well, let's get some more Ultrasonicas here on the boards here. This is Vente en mi Boca, Come in My Mouth, part 2. Come on. reggaeton scene needs to take a little break here because it's getting hot here in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, with all this political talk and then different music that we have here with our guest. Hey, you guys, where are we? Where are we going?
Wait, what are you asking me?
Well, we still have like 40 minutes time, but, you know, we got Diego here and Cermeño still in the house, but we have some more music to play. I think Diego has a song to dedicate to Dick Cheney. Go ahead.
Te la dedico, Dick. Bajo el lema, si nos quieren dominar, nos tendrían que alojar, yo leí que por qué no hacerle la lucha desde nuestro rancho. Ok, sin sentirlo fuera de contexto, yo escribí esto hace aproximadamente 2 años y que se llama Corporaciones. Donde nací es un país lleno de recursos y bellezas naturales que solo se comparan con el Edén. pero la realidad de sus moradores no es de correr desnudos y felices sin sufrimiento y sin temor de Dios. Por el contrario, somos miserables y el problema es el acceso a la riqueza o la mala distribución de ella. Es por eso que estoy aquí en los Estados Unidos, porque en mi pensamiento la realidad era comparable a lo que había aprendido en las clases de historia sobre el Imperio Romano, y si me quedaba en mi tierra, estaría viviendo esas eternas guerras que la última frontera vivía en el expansionismo imperial. Es por eso que viajé a Roma, entiéndase, los Estados Unidos. Pero estando aquí, me di cuenta que la realidad de los pobladores de esta tierra es casi la misma de los pobladores de la última frontera. Fue esto una sorpresa y Roma se desvaneció. Ya no fue el imperialismo yanqui o el expansionismo anglosajón el monstruo. Era otro que no podía identificar porque en la programación me lo habían ocultado. Medité mucho sobre este tema. Y como agredido, lo primero que identifiqué fue el garrote, intervencionismo económico y político, desestabilización, golpismo, genocidio, todas herramientas de un modelo, el verdugo, mi segundo identificado, para identificar al jefe, la última mutación del anticristo, las corporaciones. Ahora bien, la mente se nubla cuando uno se da cuenta hasta qué punto uno no decide sobre la vida que vive, sino que es un índice en el planeamiento estratégico de estas corporaciones. Pero entender cómo hemos formado parte de la conspiración contra la propia humanidad es una respuesta mayor y el comienzo del despertar. No debemos temer despertar. La verdad nos hace libres y se cumple la voluntad de Dios. Ahora esos damnificados millones de seres humanos deben tomar el control de sus propias existencias y la acción de la búsqueda interna da sanidad individual y cimienta la primera célula de la sociedad. La autosustentación renueva el respeto a la labor de la tierra y se desvanecen en fronteras impuestas y propias, aboliendo la esclavitud del hombre a la corporación. Sobrevivir por sí mismas las corporaciones no pueden, y si nosotros los hombres de norte a sur y de este a oeste sin distinciones actuamos localmente, cambiamos el siniestro fenómeno global y el mismo curso de la historia.
Muchísimas gracias, hermano. Espero que tus palabras sean escuchadas y que tengan transcendental effect. Un efecto transcendental. What is transcendental? That means that it will impact more than just here, right? Transcendental?
Trascendental, sí. Que tiene que trascender.
To move above and beyond, above, and at the same time, ¿qué?
This isn't what Merriam-Webster would say, but it's sort of like to move and beyond at the same time as existing right here and now.
Beautiful. I love this. I got to get back to remedial school, ladies and gentlemen, because I never graduated from college. I did get a PhD in the School of Hard Knocks, though, downtown L.A., but I wouldn't recommend it for anybody there. All right, we're going to come back here with music, and then we're going to bring back with John Cermeño. He'll say his final words, and I want to thank Diego for bringing music. Of course, a lot of it we didn't get to play, but we're going to do more shows, and it's a pleasure to have you guys here live. And then we'll come back to you right now, ahorita. Okay, John? I'm
see you later.
Nope, nope, folks, we're not going to see you later yet. We still have a few minutes here. I think 10 minutes or less or more. I'm wondering if Trainwreck Lady Joseph is coming in. It's 11:48 right now here on my cell phone time. Of course, you're listening to Cure Radio here in the west part of the United States, known as the PST, which is Pacific Standard Time, here in California. And we have John Cermeño here back in the background. I'm glad to see him laugh a little bit, because you have to have humor to fight a good fight, and also the revolution, y todo lo progresivo, progressive that you are. But John, how do you keep a sane mind in this crazy as urban setting that you are working in, all the competition, all the deception. How do you keep a sane, even keel mind and help so many people find jobs like you did me and other people? They miss you in East LA, by the way.
First of all, I want to say thanks to you, Humberto, for inviting me here today. But anyway, I think what's important right now is, and what sustains me, is understanding. One is really believing in mankind and humanity, believing in nature, and believing in the people. Right now, the people are a little bit brainwashed. We've gone through a period of nothing but greed and entrepreneurship. I think now people understand that that's not going to work and it's not going to solve our problems. And we have to go into this next period where we have to go back to fundamental mankind things.
And womankind.
don't forget, in the 60s, the women's movement, and there was a lot of struggle. There was a lot of struggle back in the 60s. I know the organization I was in that we put in, well, when we started, the organization I was in, we were out of Boyle Heights. And it was mainly men when we started, and we had a lot of members that were females. And there was a struggle that occurred in the leadership there. And we decided to put women in leadership, even though they had no experience, because how could women...
That's a wise move, by the way. I think we need more women, period.
I'm sorry, what?
More women everywhere.
Unless it's Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
But anyway, we really learned a lot, because eventually as the organization grew, the women eventually took over the organization. They became the leaders of the organization.
Hey, what's your take on hardcore butch lesbians?
What?
Yeah.
No?
So
I'm sorry. That was random. Yeah, that was so random. Carry on. Continue. No, because you know what? I kind of feared sometimes, like, they became, like, more macho than even the macho. But anyways, I don't know.
Okay, not to completely change the topic here, but since Humberto already did. Here's the thing, is that hardcore butch lesbians are completely awesome, and here's why. Well, I mean, they still fall into the same, you know, duality that our society has already imposed on us. But to have, like, this binary system of gender doesn't work, because we are not so all one or all the other. And so butch lesbians, or butch women in general, regardless of their sexuality, are fucking that shit up.
All right. See, I wanted to know. That's why. You know, I want to find out. I'm curious. Now, we might even have some. I want to invite you to the show. I got this this MySpace invitation from this group that's doing some work, some theater work. Big ups to them at the Gay and Lesbian Center here in Hollywood. And they're, like, doing that, like you say, effing it up from their point of view. So we're going to go check them out, hopefully, and maybe have them here. But anyways, let me get back to John Cermeño. He's finishing his point here. Again, I want to thank you for being our guest here. I triggered a spontaneous laughter I keep from Emily.
Yeah, because I'm looking at John, and he's like just wondering what happened to what he was saying.
I have no problem with that.
He doesn't have – he worked
– he was totally in the middle of talking about one thing, and we just – you stripped the whole thing.
Help us gear it back. Come on. Help us put it back.
Okay, to put it back, I think we need to give the mic to John.
All right. Now I forgot where I was at.
Oh, come on, bring it back.
No, I just think what we need to do in this next period is mainly begin to work together, begin to put our community together, gradually, little by little, begin to communicate, talk to each other, respect each other, begin to put the community as a priority, that money and wealth, I mean, all those things, resources, are not the main things that are going to make your life happy. The main thing is the ability for people to work together.
Together.
To help each other, to respect each other, to understand each other. All those.
To love each other.
And to love each other.
Beautiful. All right, John. Thank you again so much. We're going to go back to the music here. Emily has something queued up on an MP3. What do you got up on the boards, lady?
We're going to try to do ukulele style by Traficante. Let's see if it works.
Here on Con Sin. Kill.
Radio.
.org. All right.
Is it going?
Yeah.
I have a friend outside waiting.
Y helicópteros de guerra vi hoy en mi ciudad, los vi más alto que nunca. Las llamas consumían todo con voracidad, vi lo jamás antes visto. Los pecadores vinieron a este caos y disfrutar, ocuparon las tribunas. A diablos rojos comenzaron a invocar con sus rezos y canciones, porque son diablos rojos los que vienen a bailar. Son diablos rojos los que vienen. And I remember when we met yesterday. It was a day of relaxation and play. We never go out looking for no trouble. Baby girl, I just love you, there ain't no other, no. I said, you've got what I need. And you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Yo. Remember that night in August when you called and said that all you wanted was just that physical love. And I remember when we met yesterday. Oh, it was a day of relaxation and play. Oh, we never go out looking for no trouble. I just love you, there is no other girl. But I'm lying, oh, cause every night I'm on the prowl.
Okay, so that was not ukulele style, but this one is.
Show me how you are feeling. When I'm feeling fine and I let my heart fly, I let it cruise the sky in the day and in the night. Never low, and I know you know, cause I make your body move with the
duration of the show. Show me how you're feeling. Let me see you move. And tight, 'cause we know what you wanna do, and it's just fine with us. So go ahead, baby, dance, 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 dance. Show me how you're feeling. Let me see you move, move.
Always find a million at a shovel or Sights to see, and when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every. Do you think I see some other cat looking over his shoulder at me? And he's strange, sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every.
Everybody, this is H. Consin. We're almost at the tail end of the night here. DJ Joe is not coming in, I don't think, to do Train Wreck. I don't think Diego and Emily and John for being here. Thank you so much, Emily, for the music.
You actually picked it out.
Beautiful. Maybe we'll do more in the future.
Of course.
Sit the horse. Hey, everybody, I'm taking the metro right here, Red Line, the last metro leaves at 1. Thankfully, we got a machine outside waiting who can take us back to Huntington Park. Oh, no, Highland Park.
Trains are stopping an hour earlier now. Not the North Hollywood and not the Green Line. No, not the Blue Line.
Hey, what's up with the mayor trying to get a metro down to the beach, Santa Monica? But there were people resisting.
Because they put a bid in for the
For 2016. Hey, give another city a chance, man. Give Chicago a chance. Or how about giving the Olympics back to Mexico? They had them in 68. All right, check it out. We are on the brink, teetering on chaos here on planet Earth. But you know what? We're going to bring it back with rock and roll. Rock and roll is going to save the day here. Before you put the last song on by Patti Smith that I requested, I'm going to play Lucky 7 here by Vesuvius Sonic directly from their MySpace account here as we listen to the tail end of Donovan here. Very fine song, The Season of the Witch here on Consin. You've been listening in. You've been dropping in, dropping out, tuning in, logging out here with us here tonight. Here it is, Lucky 7. Vesuvius Sonic. Wait up, wait up, wait up. Oh shit, I'm dropping things out and everything. Wow. Yes, put some, yeah. What's playing? Turn the other one up, I think. Stop. Something else is playing, though. I don't know. Is it the Cure radio? Wait a minute. Oh. Yeah, what's something else? Oh. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Lucky 7, Vesuvius Sonic. Check them out. We are live here at Cure Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, H here, Concine back. All right. You know, I've never been to Las Vegas, but I want to go one day to Las Vegas. I want to roll the dice, get the lucky 7, win the prize. Who knows? That was Vesuvius Sonic here on Concine, directly from their MySpace account. You could check them out there, myspace.com/Vesuvius Sonic, V-E-S-U-V-I-A. S-O-N-I-C. And that song goes out to C, who's in landing near the sea in an island called Bermuda. She's not landing yet, apparently. But you know what landed in L.A.? The biggest freaking airplane, passenger airplane in the history of flight and travel. It's a big Titanic we hear. All right, what do we got to close the night here, Emily? We got somebody up on the board?
It's the one that you selected. What did you select by Patti Smith?
I selected Because the Night Belongs to Lovers.
Because it always does.
Because it always does. So we bid you farewell. Good night. Next week, check us out. Concine. All the best. I want to invite everybody to my birthday party this Sunday. Yeah, at Tribal Cafe, starting at 7 p.m. Everybody's invited. There'll be cake. There'll be food. There'll be good cheer. Coffee, good teas. Different kinds of teas. That's just a THC tease here on air. And let's go back out here to the night. We bid you farewell. Tonight is the night that belongs to lovers, because as Emily said so well, it always does belong to lovers. Concine.org.
I need you to turn up the turntable on the board.
Turntable's up on the board. And this is Patti Smith. Congratulations, Patti Smith. And all the best to Cure Radio people. Viva Cure Radio always. Tomorrow, going with my friend from Cure Radio, dear friend Bennett, we're going to go see the Holy Mountain by Jodorowsky over there at the New Art. I want to send a shout out to all my peeps at the Getty. Yo, from the ghetto to the Getty, get ready. All my other peeps too. From what's going on over here? Come on, drop that needle on the record, girl. Yeah, I'm ready. All the best to Vesuvius Sonic and all our friends, Kill Radio. And go see the Cyclones from Japan, Kyoto. Yeah, Azen Sushi. Man, we saw the Morlocks the other night. Amazing. All the best. We missed some other people. But you know what? Here it is. Patti Smith for you on Consign. Good night. Because the night belongs to lovers.
Love is an angel disguised as lust. Here in our bed until the morning comes.